So should we wait for Melissa or what?
He didn't indicate to me that she was going to be here when he sent his responses, but I texted him. I don't know if hopefully he'll respond, but I didn't mention anything about that. So I think she's been coming by herself today. I think she's been coming, I don't think she's been coming with Chris, like driving.
Yeah.
Chris,
so she's not part of his family, she's not.
Right.
She's not going to. He's going to a Broadway show or something?
I think his brother's visiting and his family's visiting in Buffalo.
So while we're waiting, maybe if we're doing well.
Right.
Maybe we could code some discarded descriptions from you and Chris's real sample for the next time. How's that sound?
Okay. Have a look for those. So how many about? Should I get like a certain, like half of mine, half of his? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mix them up. Also mix up the mother-father descriptions.
Okay.
And then I guess at some point we need to train on the self, right?
Okay, yeah, we can do the self ones. Would you want to do some of those things, or you just want to stick with maybe?
No, let's stick with the object representations,
okay.
And next week we'll do training on self.
Okay.
And are there self ones in here that we can start with, or on the other in this?
Yes, there's in the actual description of self. Yeah, there should be some in there.
Okay, so maybe you could prepare those for the following. So let's see, next week, the 18th, we will review, how about 15?
Okay.
How long did people take to do this assignment?
Less
than an hour.
About 30 minutes.
Do 16.
So 15. And what we'll do is we'll have people email their responses to me.
Okay.
I'm going to calculate reliability.
Okay.
So everybody have Excel?
Yeah. So.
Huh?
I think so. Package. I can open the file though.
Well, you need to send me a file.
Oh, an Excel. Okay.
So maybe you can also check with Melissa and Chris whether they have Excel.
Okay.
You can always use mine. Though. Actually, like, you just write your responses on a piece of paper, and then like, if you just need to pop it into Excel, you can put it on my laptop.
Okay. Yeah, I just opened up Excel, so I should be able to.
Okay, so what I want you to do is just give me two columns. First column is the number of the description, so you should number them 1 to 15.
Okay.
And the second column is your score, your rating. Everybody got that? So.
So it's the paragraph and then the
little. Okay. Chris said that she texted him and said she'll be there in a couple minutes.
Okay.
First column would be
just like the number, like I'll like the way Chris sent them out. I said like 1, 2, so you'll put 1.
So it'd be like 1, 7, 2, 5.
Brianna, I'm saving just a document with a word on it. If you can open it up and look at it, then it'll work.
Then it'll, okay.
So, this is like your Excel spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
So the first column should be the number of the description, and you're going to, Jacqueline, you're going to number them and then scan them.
Right.
And then send them out to everybody.
Sure.
Right.
So this goes up to 15. And then your score, 5, 2, 7, 3, 1, 8, 4, 6, goes in the second column. Save that. You can save it with your name and send it to me. And I will dump all the data into SPSS and run some reliabilities. We want to get going on this,
yeah,
right?
Definitely. Yeah, I'll send it to you guys probably like Friday.
And then I'll be looking to see
who
matches nicely with whom. Hey, Melissa. We just went over next week's assignment.
Okay.
So you have Excel?
Yes.
Okay, you know how to use it. Next week, Giacomo is going to email you 15 new descriptions.
Okay.
And you're going to email me the distributions of your scores.
Okay.
So in the first column is going to be the number of the description. So each description is going to be numbered.
Okay.
And Giacomo is going to provide the number right on the description. So you put that in the first column, mm-hmm. and the second column is your score.
Okay.
And then I'm going to calculate reliabilities and see how people do. So I think we're at the point where we can actually start making some formal decisions about pairing people up and mm-hmm. seeing how people are doing formally.
Okay. Do you have Chris's stuff?
Yeah, I have
it.
I printed it out.
Yeah, because I printed it.
Oh, okay.
So that's for next week. And then for the December 2nd, well, actually, also next week, we will spend some time, I guess, training on the self-representations. All right, and then for December 2nd, we'll have assignments.
Right, for self.
You will have sent them out.
After next Thursday.
Who
am I
emailing that to? I'm sorry.
Me.
Oh.
ggoodman@liu.edu. And so we'll go over the self-representation mm-hmm. stuff at the December 2nd meeting.
Okay. Great.
And I guess, did we agree to have a meeting on the 16th or no?
That's the day I won't be here. I'm going to be on vacation.
Okay, so actually it'll be our next to last meeting of the year, right?
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, if everything goes really, really well, December 9th, maybe we'll do some real self-representations from you guys, the discarded ones.
Okay.
And I'll see how people do, and then maybe you guys can start actually handing out assignments to people
okay.
over a Christmas break.
Okay.
I don't want the Christmas break to be lost.
Yeah, no, I agree.
People
when do you
are
want that emailed by?
Very good point. I like 10 p.m. the night before,
okay.
at the latest.
17?
Yeah. All right. Any questions? I think we're doing pretty well so far.
You said the last meeting is December
18th?
No.
Nine.
December 9th.
I mean, I could always do the Wednesday just for that 1 week, want to still meet.
Well, I can't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, because it's the last day of the semester, I doubt anyone's going to need office hours. Unless they're working on their dissertation. I'd be open to that if we needed the 15th.
It's up to you guys. I mean,
But you wouldn't be able to make it though, right? You have work.
Not on Wednesday, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so he wouldn't be able to make
okay.
it. So the 9th. So I did not do the assignment because I'm not going to be coding. So,
right. Okay.
But I am very interested to hear how people did mm-hmm. and their rationales and so forth. So I'm going to keep track of everybody's score. Let me just Chris Giacomo, Dustin. Melissa.
Chris doesn't stand a chance without being here to defend himself.
Oh, snap. Chris, you hear that? He's going to be listening to this. Chris, I'm doing everything I can for you, buddy.
Don't tell him I said that.
Too late. All right, so let's get this show on the road. So we've got my mother and get along pretty well, except when she tries to tell me what to do. She's the type of person who keeps everything inside to keep peace in the family, and she doesn't say too much when she's mad because my father crosses her. She's very emotional. Chris Keller, what would you say, Chris? Huh?
Chris said, I rate this item a 4. I did this because there were a couple sections that I thought could be 5s, such as she doesn't say much, she keeps things inside, and she's emotional. But the first sentence sounded like a 1. But I did get the sense that the mother was still a separate individual, so I used the page 18 rule and gave it a 4.
The page 18 rule. Let's look that up.
That's
That's the defer to the higher.
When scoring such descriptions, determine whether there's a predominant focus on sensory motor elements, level 1, or whether the more predominant mode is external iconic, level 5. In the former case, assign a score of 2, and in the latter, assign a score of 4. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
You know, this is all based on Piaget. These levels.
Yeah, the levels.
Yeah. Okay, so that was Chris. Who wants to go next?
I guess I'll go. I gave it a 6. I mean, I felt like it was a little high, but I mean, I wrote that she gets, you know, she has a lot of the internal qualities, and she, but the and there's behaviors with like some sort of general emotion attached to it. So I felt like a 6 may have been high, but I felt like she didn't give a lot of external descriptors either. So,
why above a 5?
Why?
That's what I would ask.
Right. That, I mean, I think I would have probably given it a 5 looking back, but I felt like it wasn't just behavioral. There was some internal quality. So I guess I didn't do the rule the way he did. I looked at it more as like a between like a 4 and a 6 or something like that, and I picked a 5 and a like a internal kind of thing, and then I picked a 6. So that's kind of how I used that other kind of rule. So I didn't see it as I didn't see the 1 as much as he did, I guess. I think that's what he utilized, that page 18 reference.
So the internal iconic, you used the term she's very emotional.
Right, it was very general, but she's very emotional, keeps things inside. And I thought she doesn't say too much when she's mad because my father crosses her. That was sort of an internal description that had some complexity to it. So I thought it had some qualities of a 7, but it wasn't like too intricate.
Really. Right, okay. Actually, to get through all these, we're going to have to go more
speed
quickly, through. I think. Dustin?
I put a 6. I thought that it was pretty much, I think it was the rule that we're deferred to the higher, where I thought that there was more of, talking about internal stuff than the behavioral.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I give it an 8.
Eight, wow.
And I see that looking back is quite high, but the justification of how the mother acts is integrated with other people or outside members. So the reason she keeps everything inside is to keep peace in the family. And they often talk about in relation to the father. So even though the description was short, I didn't really know what to do with it. So I guess in looking back, I could be frustrated so low, but my gut feeling was just random.
I gave it a 5 because I felt that it was mostly external iconic. I felt it was slightly contradictory, and they tried to resolve that one issue and give reasoning behind it, but they didn't get into much more. And I saw at the beginning it was a little enmeshed with the mother and me about
Okay, Marie?
I gave it a 4, but I was torn between 4 and 5 because I felt like there were the kind of concrete, like the 5 points of like what they do without direct reference to the gratification of the person. Like I feel like the person wasn't really put in there, but it was very concrete in terms of like she's the type of person. She doesn't say too much. She is very emotional. She tells me what to do. I kind of felt that that was like more action, behavior oriented. So. But it wasn't so much, so I would kind of sit with a 4.
So, I just figured this out in my head. The mean score is a 5.5. And actually, Chris and Marie were identical, and Brianna was all the way on the other side. So, Brianna should not be paired with Marie or Chris, at least in this one example. Giacomo and Dustin were right on, perfect with the 6. Let's hear what Vlad had to say.
Yeah, he had a 5.
Five.
So I should be paired with Vlad. It was the average.
Huh?
I should be paired with Vlad.
You should be paired with Vlad.
Is he a male?
Maybe Melissa can be persuasive.
So our average was pretty much what he had, which is good.
What's that?
Right, his average was like, you said the average was a 5 point something.
5.5, yeah. So that would mean that the only outlier would be Brianna on that one.
No, I can see looking back why it would be a 5. So perhaps it was just that. Well, I guess I was caught up on the fact that I didn't want to give it a lower score because it wasn't long. But I see why it would be a 5.
Okay. What we want to do is be within 1. So the 5 is Blatt. So if you had a 6 or a 4, that would be acceptable. All right. So, very good. So, the second one. My father and mother have been divorced since I was about 2. He was a drunk who never worked and beat my mother up when he came home. He was very attractive. They met in high school. My mother finished with honors. He never even got up to the sophomore year. He was recently hit by some kids one day while he was drunk. Later, this hit on the head caused internal hemorrhaging. He is now nothing more than a vegetable who refuses to remember me. It's interesting. He only remembers me as 2 years old. Well, we haven't needed him since he left. We don't now. All right. Chris, what do you say?
Chris rated this a 2. The respondent gave some examples of 5s. Examples are he was drunk, he was attractive. But there were also a lot of 1 elements with regards to need gratification. Given the rule on page 18 again, I didn't really think that the father held up as a separate individual and gave it a 2. So, he gave it a 2.
Right.
I gave it a I gave it a 3, so pretty close. I gave it a 3 because even though there's a lot of scriptures descriptions of what he does, that's even kind of limited. It's really just like he's a drunk, like a mean drunk guy. And there's some external descriptors, which is a level 3 response. So that's really it.
Based on just my cursory reading, I would say probably a 3, but we'll see what other people have to say. Dustin?
I put 5 because I thought it talked a lot about his activities and functions.
What about the contradiction there? A glaring contradiction. He's now nothing more than a vegetable who refuses to remember me. It's so fascinating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe one. That's like a one.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that would.
Oh, okay.
That would knock it down from a five,
okay.
I would think.
I see. All right. Yeah.
Brianna.
I had written it a five as well. I see that contradiction. I guess I'm getting caught up in. I felt last time we talked about it was kind of 50-50. You're supposed to defer to a higher number, and I felt like 50% of it was a five, whereas there were things that had one or lesser elements. So perhaps I'm misunderstanding kind of.
Right, I think it's like kind of like if it's between like a 4 and a 6, you'll give it a 5. If it's between like a 4 and a 5, you'll refer to the higher number of 5. Mm-hmm. But if it's like there's qualities of a 1 and then like a higher level, mm-hmm. then you have to decide whether it's going to be a 2. Like say between a 1 and a 7, so mm-hmm. you have to prefer, think whether it's going to be a 1, I mean a 2 or like something, I think a 5 they say.
Yeah, I think that's where I was grappling.
I mean, between a 1 and a 5 would be a 3, right? You wouldn't.
Yes.
You wouldn't say, "Well, I'll bump it up to a 5."
And
you
I think that's
mean?
Where I was lost because I felt like 50% of it was a 5, and in last time we had kind of thought of taking the higher road, but I see
if it's
now,
between a 3 and a 5.
Between a 3 and a 5, that's where my misunderstanding.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. If it's between 3 and 5, you get a 4. If it's between a 3, like a 5 and a 6, mm-hmm. you give it a 6.
Okay.
And then
so
if it's it's harder when it's like there's low and then there's high.
So mm-hmm. if there's only one like sentence like that.
You have to take into consideration, but I guess how much
your clinical judgment, Dustin. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question though before we just proceed just quickly? If what if you feel like it's kind of has a presence of a 7, but there is a glaring sentence similar to that, which would be a 1? What would you do with that?
I mean, I think it depends. I mean, if there's some, I think even level 9 responses have like a little bit of everything in it.
It says that. Yeah, it mm-hmm. says if it's mostly, you know, level 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. It's going to have elements of the lower ones, most likely, because it's a well-integrated response, and it's going to have some of the more concrete descriptors.
I guess there's an idea of balance and integration, like that's mm-hmm. something maybe you could consider.
Okay, can you do that kind of mental balance? Like if it looks like a 7, but there's kind of a glaring 1 quality to it, can you give it a 6? Type of, that's what I'm asking.
Right.
To kind of account for that 1 piece.
Well, I think, I mean, yeah, like even, like I was saying,
I mean, that's going to be a very, very rare
mm-hmm.
experience.
Yeah, it'll be rare.
I mean, you don't have to answer this now.
But yeah, I mean, I know, like, in the example, they're saying there's elements of a 1 and a 5, and depending on how much is in each of them, that could either get a 2 or a 4, and those are pretty different scores, I believe. But if it was between a 1 and a 7, I think they don't give any examples like that, but I can imagine you could give it as high as maybe a 6 or a 5.
I definitely gave it, I was in between 3 and 4 with a little bit of 5, so I landed at 4, because 3, he is described as a separate entity with this globality and literalness. You know, he's a drunk. You know, he refuses to do this. He's terrible. But then there was the aspects of 5, where it says there's little or no direct or reference to the gratification, but there is. So I put it at 4, because there is reference to frustration or gratification. We don't need him. He doesn't remember me. Mm-hmm. You know, so I kind of just out of 4, because I saw elements of 3 and 5.
I gave it a 2. I felt that the judgmentalness brought it down, and the person as an agent brought it down, even though the person was describing external characteristics. I didn't think it was enough to keep it at a 3 or 5.
I mean, even in terms of what, I don't think it even says like what he did as a job.
No,
I mean, even there's a limitation of actions. I wrote this or something.
But it says, you know, there's kind of like this sort of understanding, like, I don't know, there's like a reference to, he's very attractive, they met in high school, like I understand why, you know, they got together or something, like why they got together initially and then broke apart, and then this caused internal hemorrhaging, he's now nothing more than a vegetable. I kind of felt like there's kind of an understanding of how it affects the son. I'm assuming it's a son. So I don't know, I kind of felt like that took it away from a 2, took it above a 2, because I felt like it was not as primary. I mean, yeah, it was a little bit bitter and everything, but
and
I
it's
felt
very enmeshed, though. All the people are like one person affected
mm-hmm.
by this father. He ruined everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we don't need him, even though he ruined everything.
So what's Bletz have to say?
He gave it a 2.
Wow. Chris and Melissa, getting it done. All right, so that means even Marie's score is too high here, and Dustin and Brianna are way too high. Giacomo, well, you're within the range. So, I mean, for me, I just reading it very quickly, I said three, but, you know, when somebody says something like, he's now nothing more than a vegetable who refuses to remember me, come on.
It's pretty plain.
So we're talking about the quality and complexity of an object representation. There's nothing complex about that. That's just, you know, contradictory, and we call that splitting in my field, and that's a very primitive representation, so that knocks it down, you know, below a four anyway, just that alone. So let's go to number three. Very powerful, but in a discreet way, never raises his voice, but can make you feel like shit, even if you'd ordinarily be proud of yourself. He loves his children very much, but is quite possessive and seems to almost destroy them by loving them. Thinks his children are superior in every way to other human beings, won't accept any weaknesses. Does not like or respect his wife, yet I think he loves her. Always has to have complete control over a situation and other people. Wants very much to be loved and liked, and is a very highly regarded man in the community and by everyone else who meets him, and I love him, and I see him as very vulnerable at times. But I'm still terrified and manipulated by him, and I guess I'll never be really okay until I can break away from his control.
So Chris rated it a 7, said there are plenty of references to the father's internal life. He wanted to be loved and liked. He does not like or respect his wife, yet he loves her. It is a more complex description of what this person is actually like versus what he does or looks like. I actually gave it the same. I gave it a 7, a 7 as well. There are some components I thought of, like the one where the writer was really involved in it. Where the last line I think was something that I think was somewhat of a one quality. But there's qualities of like the 5 where, you know, he's regarded by others in the community. This is, you know, telling what he does. I wanted to give it lower, but I felt like I did get a good sense of who this guy was. I mean, even though I think beyond what was written there, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So I gave it a 7. But I wrote there's a complexity of behaviors which are contradicting.
I gave it a 7 as well.
7. Dustin?
6.
I gave it a 6.
Well, what's Glenn have to say?
8.
Oh, see, that's why I grabbed that one quality. That's what I was like.
So Dustin and Melissa were a little on the low side. Well, everybody was, but you guys were 2 below.
Yeah, I guess I took too much into account the lower stuff and not realizing, you know, it was, there is going to be lower stuff when it is a higher answer.
Yeah, I feel like you get a good idea of who he is, so I guess it makes sense.
All right, number 4. My father is dead now, but he was a very strong man. He lived to be 87. He was born in Italy. At an early age, he left his home. He was previously married before he met my mother. By his first wife, he had 9 children. After she died, he remarried. My mother had 2 daughters. He was always concerned with giving the best he could to all his children, especially in education. He was a strong man, but he was not ashamed to cry. He was capable of very strong love, I believe. His worst fault, I think, was his temper, which absolutely unbelievable. At times, too, he could be very gentle. He was a good judge of people, except those usually that were closest to him.
Chris rated it a 6. He said it contains lots of 5s with regards to his background information, but there were a few hints of 7, such as he was not ashamed to cry, mm-hmm. he was always concerned. Mm-hmm. With regards to emotions. So considering there's more fives and sevens, I gave it the six versus rounding up to the seven. Yeah, I gave it a seven, though. I mean, the first paragraph I had was like all behaviors and descriptors of who he was. And then following that, there was a lot of, you know, set qualities of a seven. Like if he left out the first part, it would have been a solid seven, I guess.
So what do you think about Chris's argument that because there's so much five in there to take the mean?
Right, yeah, I mean, I understand his rationale, but I felt like there was a bit more of a seven than a five, so I guess a six would make sense, but I don't know, yeah, I mean, I felt there was more a seven than a six, though, but I mean, I understand his rationale.
Okay. Dustin?
Five, I gave it.
Okay, you see there's more than just what this guy does.
Yeah. So, I think that, yeah, I would give it at least a six now. I'm really thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think at least a six. There's just too much there beyond behaviors.
And I felt like his description of him was kind of like, you know, sequential and kind of just a good intro, and then he gets into who he was as a person internally.
Capable of strong love, not ashamed,
right?
Temper, very gentle, good judge of people. I mean, those are all internal qualities. Mm-hmm. Brianna. Okay. Marie?
Ditto.
Six.
It's the same here.
Six.
And wow. It was a six flat.
Yeah.
All right, very good. So actually, on that one, everybody was within one.
Right.
So, great job. Number five. My mom is very young, 42, attractive, very with it. I've always been her favorite. I guess because we are so much alike. She was married at 17 and had me when she was 18 and divorced when she was 20 or 21. Wow. She remarried shortly thereafter to some attractive, charming bum in the service. Then the uniform made the man. She had my brother 3 years after she had me. When I was about 10, they were separated. We three became very close after that, having no one to turn to for help but each other. We were brought up in the ghetto in New Haven. My mom worked every day so we could go to private school. We would be away from the element we were living with. She was receiving no help from either husband all this time. She was back at work only 3 weeks after she came home from the hospital after a full hysterectomy at age 29. Nothing seems to keep her down, always struggling to give us more than she had and what she thought we deserved. I don't know how she managed to send me to dancing school, elocution lesson, modeling school, the whole bit. It cost her $30 a week to send us both to grammar school. She finally met a decent guy who took us out of New Haven to West Haven, where we lived in a real home for the first time. Mom pleaded with the sisters at Notre Dame to let me go there for high school. How she is so energetic and full of life after all that struggling, I'll never know. So what's the deal over here? What was going on?
I accidentally deleted the paragraph, but I still have my answer.
Okay.
Because I wrote out my answer. But
the computer is not your friend.
Do you see what happened yesterday? I dropped my computer in the parking lot. It fell off my car. Yeah. So. No, not this. It's only in relation to you too, for some reason.
Really? That's very
it's
strange.
It's really weird, actually. Trying not to read into it. I gave it a six, though.
Six. Okay.
Chris gave it a four. He said it contained both fives. She worked every day, she struggled, she met a guy, etc. But also some ones with regards to how she provided for the respondent. Using the 1-5 rule, I gave it the 4 because I did still get the sense that the mother was a real person. I gave it a 5. I just wrote, like, there's lots of behaviors. In the beginning, I wrote there was some level 1 components to it. And I wrote the narrator was too involved in the description. I said there's some sense of the mom's determination, but dedication to her kids, but that's about it.
I think I would have given five.